Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio, or should I say Community Talk Radio. This is Project Independence and you. I'm Christina Liu, a producer of this program and host, I guess, right now of this segment with Otto Loos. We are missing our partner in crime, John Ryan, today. We miss him, so we are sending our love to him and hope he's with us next week to do this. But it's been a great show, and there's great stuff going on. So we will get back into all the wonderful programs, and what I hope that all of you listeners and watchers who are 60 plus, I hope you have received your copy of the Pioneer newsletter. It is jam-packed with great information. You know, it's always nice to see it in the hard copy form. I absolutely love that. And it's filled with so much wonderful information. We have a little message from the supervisor. Northwell submitted to me an article about the COVID-19 vaccine. That's really interesting because it's telling you how it works. You know, I know a lot of people are confused and trying to figure out kind of what's best for them. So that is in there, which is great. And of course, which is my favorite topic of late, is coping with stress during this whole COVID-19 outbreak, because I think that that's important, you know, for everyone. You know, and some people think, oh, you know, it's stuff that, you know, is kind of common sense. But I think reading it again, you know, hopefully it sinks into people of just little things to do. But my personal favorite is, and I know I've mentioned it before, is the Thoughts to Ponder article by the one and only Otto Loos with this beautiful headshot. Which I absolutely love. It just looks so official, Otto. It was so much fun when I was doing the newsletter too. I was like, I know the perfect picture for this article. And it's great because I love, everyone knows Otto's thoughts are ones that I think we've all had, and that makes you think. So it's one of those little things that are just little golden nuggets to kind of trigger something, I would say, right, Otto? We're just trying to get people.
Well, some of that comes out of laziness on my part. I'd rather read something short. I like reading short stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of like, put it right there, short, think about it.
That's right. You know, because that's what Otto and I always talk about, because we both have a love of, you know, bullet points, right? You know, that's how I think it's easier for me to retain when there's a whole narrative. You know, it gets you all crazy. It's hard to process. But these are just great tips. And I think, you know, I love it because Otto has been a Project Independence member from, you know, the beginning. So it's just nice to hear his thoughts, you know, might be thoughts that you might have. So, and it gets you thinking. We also have a great feature about all of our wonderful exercise classes. You know, I can't talk about these enough. These are just so incredibly amazing because we have pre-recorded ones that you can watch on North Hempstead TV, you know, 7 days a week. And, you know, there's all different, there's Tai Chi, there's yoga, there's fitness, there's dance. And what's great about all of these classes is that you could actually do them in a chair also. So if you are not someone who can get up and do it, you know, they're able to be modified while in a chair. And I like that you could just be in your living room. You know, you could be in your pajamas if you want. So which is nice about these virtual classes, doing that. So that is on North Hempstead TV. And then you could also do live, which is kind of a more interactive piece, which is dance fitness, and that's on Mondays, and that's with the fabulous Margaret. And then on we have fitness on Wednesdays with Mike Mancini, and yoga on Thursdays with either Suzanne or the fabulous Rebecca Miller. You have to call 311 to register for those because you need the Zoom link. But it's great because that way, you know, it's like you get to see people, you get to, you know, ask questions. So that's what's nice about that too. So you can certainly be doing all kinds of fitness all day long, you know, with Project Independence, which I think is wonderful. So there's a whole blurb about that. And there, of course, is a great colorful, because I love a good graphic also, which I think is eye-catching in a newsletter, is really just kind of how to stay active. You know, we're talking about this all the time, we say, and I think it's so important for not only your physical health, but your mental health. You know, and hopefully, you know, it looks a little cold. I haven't been outside today, but just looking at my window, it looks a little windy, a little chilly, not sure of the weather today. But we all can feel, you know, the spring is coming. I mean, I have to say, I decorated the whole, our office at work with all of our spring stuff. So, you know, I'm putting that out there that we are ready to say goodbye to winter and bring on spring and, you know, and bring on the sunshine and flowers are blooming and whatnot. So it's just important to get out to move, you know, and I always think of Otto always saying, oh, and I just got a hot tip from Dan that at 5:37 a.m. tomorrow is the beginning of spring. So thank you. Everyone mark that down. Set your alarms to wake up at 5:37 and say happy spring to the world. But back to getting to move. And Otto is always the...
Go ahead.
I have to say, you know, Otto had a friend and he's been talking about this for years now. That, you know, to get up and move would walk around his dining room table, you know, and I think that that's the point of this. Not everyone, you know, needs to run a marathon. You know, I think movement is, you know, relative to what you're able to do. So I think any little thing that you can kind of incorporate into your life is beneficial. So go ahead.
I just wanted to point out, you mentioned the sunshine and whatnot. I had a ray of sunshine this past St. Patrick's Day. Our daughter and her husband and grandson were able to come over to the house, stop by, and we were able to hug. Aww. And the reason was that we had all had our second shots within the last couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. So that there is light at the end of the tunnel. There is sunshine. We're going to get there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that that's so important. You know, and it's, you know, we say this, I mean, we clearly stress that constantly on the show, the importance of, you know, kind of finding that silver lining in things. And I think that we're actually in a time where it's getting easier to do that. You know, listen, I'm not going to, a year ago, it was difficult to really kind of find that, you know, that glimmer of hope because you felt so bogged down by everything that was going on. But, you know, there really isn't. And each day, you know, that's my favorite kind of alerts that I get on my phone, you know, that'll say, oh, you know, indoor venues, 10%, all these different, you know, restaurants. Right? So it's all these things that you're like, okay, cool. You know, we're getting there, which is really, really cool. So.
Well, Laura mentioned that she went to the Islander game.
Yeah.
And was able to see people in the stands and whatnot. And what I'm going to look forward to, not that I'm necessarily going to be at the game, but any sporting event on television over the last year has had this fake noise in the background, like constant.
I know, it's horrible. Like annoying.
It'll be nice, even if it's 2,000 or 3,000 people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Real noise. It'll be a nice change from the button being pushed. You know,
yeah,
okay.
It's the weird cardboard cutouts and whatnot. Yeah. Listen, I got to give it. Everyone's trying, but, you know, it's still kind of a weird vibe, you know, because that's what makes those, as much as you love watching the sport, you know, it's this communal experience. You know, I've said it a bazillion times, you know, concerts, you know, were my thing, you know, so obviously not, you know, since the last one I went to was, you know, January 2 years ago before all the, a year ago, I should say, before all this. And, you know, so I look forward to that. I hope that they'll, you know, I know that they're trying to figure out ways to kind of, you know, do it safely and adjust it back. And I said, I'm down, you know, whatever kind of new ways we got to do it, it'd just be nice because it's just things like that. It's nice to have that kind of communal environment and everyone's there for, you know, the same thing. So hopefully that'll be coming soon. And also in our Pioneer, which is another one of my favorite full pages, is the Project Independence and Radio Show page. We have a little blurb on the show. And then, of course, we have a great article submitted by Dan about different ways that you can listen to the PINU Radio Show. And especially, you know, I can't tell people enough, the app is so great. You know, if you have a smartphone or an iPad or, you know, some kind of tablet device, whatever it is, having just that icon that you're able to, you know, just press and listen live, I think is just, is really, really great. And of course I had to throw in the newsletter too, just all the different highlights for 2020, you know, because I say it all the time, you know, the world we felt kind of was brought to a halt, but our program really, just continued and got creative and created even new programming and ways to deliver old programming. So I just think it's so important to showcase all those and our partnerships and our social workers and nurses and all the people that work, you know, with the Department of Services for the Aging, because it's really amazing things happened in a time where you felt, you know, that, and that was my saving grace. I have to say, you know, yes, we were working remote for a huge chunk, but having that connection and doing things and helping people, you know, certainly helped me, you know, get through this crazy time. So it's just great. And our part, I have to give a shout out to our partners, you know, the TRI Help at Home Home Maintenance Program. They are just incredible. It's a, you know, a job training program, and they do gutter cleaning. Right now, they're only doing outside work still. Hopefully they're trying to figure out ways to transition safely to kind of doing some indoor stuff, but you know, they're doing outdoor stuff, which is gutter cleaning, you know, light yard work, moving something heavy, you know, they do window washing on the first floor from the outside. So it's a great program. So you can call 311 or 869-6311 for that information. You know, and then we're partnered with Rebuilding Together Long Island, who, which is an income-based program, and they are all volunteers, but they will help to install ramps or, you know, handrails outside, you know, or fix them. I mean, they do such amazing things too. And hearing and seeing, you know, the services and how it really has impacted people's lives so greatly is incredible. And of course, EAC, that is our social workers, but we also work with them on a respite program to give those caregivers some time, you know, to kind of get things that they need done. And they do Meals on Wheels. And then we have our Project Grass program, which is grandparents who take care of their grandchildren and, you know, the work that was help you, because you think about all these people, it's such a hard thing, you know, I can't say enough, being a caregiver is just one of the most difficult jobs, you know, in the world. And the fact that especially a grandparent for a grandchild in this time, you know, that is now this new kind of virtual world, it was a lot of adjustment. So North Shore Child and Family Guidance really came up with creative ways to help out there. So this is all in our Pioneer. It gives you just a glimpse into the amazing work that has gone on. And of course, on the back page, there's a bunch of different events that are coming up too. So,
well, the back page, by the way, is interesting to me because recycling is something that the town of North Hempstead has been strong proponents of. Unfortunately, in some respects, it's gotten kind of complicated.
But they are figuring out, and Anna, we're going to dive back into that because we are approaching a break. So Everyone stay tuned. We'll talk more about that on Senior Talk Radio, Community Talk Radio, as Dan now loves, on 88.1 FM WCWP.org.